Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City Manager Ryan Waller, recapping the most recent City Council meeting. Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday, their first meeting of March, and one of the things wrapped up, again, a very long process, was the wastewater treatment plant. Two more things on there. Talk a little bit about what was approved by the council, and again, just the next step in a very long process.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. It is a very long process, as we talked about with the council last night. The item that was before them, we've talked about and have gone over with them a couple different times at other city council meetings, but this is the second phase of the wastewater treatment plant project. The first part is actually constructing the main facility. And then this contract that was awarded last night is to build the pipe that connects the plant to the community. So it's about $6.6 million and it's piping the plants together.
All right, perfect. Another thing discussed was SUDAS. Talk a little bit about first what that is. I know we've talked about it before, but formally adopted by the council and now the city.
Yeah, SUDAS stands for Statewide Urban Design and Specifications. So basically what this is, it's design criteria and provides other specifications. So when a developer comes in, they put in a road. How is that road built? What's underneath the road, how thick, how wide, you know, a lot of the different specifications, what kind of material, you know, when they're putting in a road, what are the manholes like, what kind of manholes do they need to use when they're putting in water lines or other things, like what kind of material do they use, what's acceptable, what's not. And so Indianola has never had this formally adopted. Other communities do. So we're excited to have this. It's nothing glamorous. It's nothing really that the community will see. But what it does is it helps ensure the integrity of what's being constructed. And then also, when we have these specifications, now we can make sure that we've got those types of things, those manhole covers, we can have a proper amount of stock in place. If something were to fail, we now have a pretty clear set standard that we can go in and say, oh, we need to repair this. Let's go to the shop and get it. Otherwise, what we've had to do is a lot of times there's different standards, different manholes throughout the community. So you have to go in special order to replace it. So this will help streamline a lot of what we do from a maintenance perspective, but also ensure the integrity long term.
All right. Another thing talked about, and this has been a big thing for community development on the streetscape project, working with the county. I believe the city council just kind of formally adopted that cooperation with the county. Talk a little bit about that partnership and what it means for Indianola residents.
Yeah, we've been working with the county for the last couple of years on the streetscape. We've talked a lot about the history of this. Started back in 2018 when city, county, chamber partnered with the state to do an assessment of the square. And that was all to prep for the county courthouse project. So as we've been going through, as we get more and more details back and forth between our entities, sharing of plans and whatnot, the county had asked for some of these commitments in writing. Our intention was always to put these things in writing. And so county asked, and the city council agreed. Just belt and suspenders from our perspective. You know, one of the things that they asked for was, you know, everything on the city side and city property that the city puts in, the city would maintain. Well, obviously, we're going to do that. So this memorializes it. And if it provides our partners in the community with a level of comfort, happy to do it and continue to that collaboration.
All right. And then one final thing. The council approved the public hearing date on the upcoming budget for the next fiscal year. If residents want to come and speak on the budget or address the city council, first of all, what resources do they have and when is that meeting going to be?
Sure. So folks can participate via Zoom. They can call in to the public hearing. They can submit a form ahead of time or at the council meeting. The council meeting is on March 15th at 6 o'clock p.m. We'll have the public hearing on the budget. We do have a deadline to get the budget filed with the state by March 31st, as do all communities in the state of Iowa. So that's the process. We did begin our budget process in July of last year, so it's a very lengthy process, and that's by design. We want to make sure that the municipal budget, which is it's it's a complicated process. It's a complicated document. There's a lot of different funds, a lot of different activities that we have, different funding streams, different regulations that we have to adhere to, state and federal, other and other ones, policies here locally. And so very long process, so we can break it up into small, manageable pieces. A lot of public discussion, public presentations at council meetings and stuff. So March 15th is when that all culminates in public hearing to consider that final document.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.